We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
They just came across with a Shazia story. So this has been very sketchy for all of us. They came out early with the reports that he had movement, and then the official statement said nothing. Here's the I'll read what they're saying right now from Adam Schefter this morning, and then give me an idea of what it means. While he remains hospitalized in Pittsburgh, Steeler linebacker Ryan Shazier continues to show gradual improvement. People familiar with his condition told ESPN, doctors are controlling and limiting his movement as they wait for the swelling to subside. It is premature to say what his status is, but the focus right now is not on his career. It's on facilitating a recovery. He underwent spinal stabilization surgery Wednesday. The Steelers have not updated his status, but his season is over. They know that. They're concerned solely with his long-term health. The injury, blah, blah, blah. Let me see what else it says. Nothing else. Now, they have not given us any word, Doc, that he has movement officially. Are we still considering paralysis here, or are we past the idea of paralysis? Do they know yet whether he will have movement in his legs yet or not?
No. What happens, Mike, is that it depends on what we call the host response or inflammatory response. And, you know, you can get an ankle sprain and get a lot of swelling or a little swelling. Same thing with the spinal cord. I think the fact that he's got some function, or it sounds like he has some function, is very promising. But what they do is they put him on ice, basically, in order to just rest it. And rather than kind of peek under the covers, they just put him on ice and just wait for
recovery. Was the reason for the stabilization surgery? Why would they have the surgery?
Because when you have an injury like that, anything pressing on the spinal cord will make further damage. So they have to put it within a housed structure that is stable and will be conducive to reducing the swelling. Everything gets twisted or contorted when you have a, you know, injury like this, and you got to put it into a straight box.
So should we, the only thing we care about, or the only thing I care about, is that he walks again. Do you feel there's a reason for optimism that
yes.
he will walk again?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, it's too early to tell. They, you know, sometimes they'll put people in an induced state
right.
that will mask any possible checking for improvement, and that's kind of where he's at.
Wasn't that the typical, I mean, isn't that the video that everyone should free kick? I mean, he gave you the most improper tackle you could ever do. Anything you try and tell kids about how to not use the helmet, he went right in with the helmet, right into the back, and caused the compression that you don't want. I mean, that was a classic example of it.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it really has to start when the kids are young so they form good habits. And we've talked, too, a lot about getting away from plastic on the helmets. It's ridiculous. They need to go to some kind of rubber substitute, and it'll change behavior. People won't lower their head as much. They'll basically change their pattern of behavior.
Got to use the shoulder, not the helmet.
Yeah, got to use the shoulder. And
absolutely.
You got to get rid of plastic.
So today, that information, and I know it's limited information, but you think there is some reason for some optimism with his, as far as him maybe not playing football again, but at least being able to walk.
Absolutely. Right now, you really can't tell 100% because they put him in an induced state.
All right, let's get the injuries for this week. Now, we know already that Taylor's not going to play and Peterman's going to play in Buffalo, and we also know Stafford will play because I put those on the list, but we know about them. A big one is Jalen Ramsey for the Jags with the hamstring. How about him?
Well, basically, a cornerback with a hamstring is like a kiss of death. I mean, if he plays, he's going to be highlighted all day. So, I you know, it was a recent injury, happened last week. He didn't do so well in practice. I don't think he should be played. And if he played, watch for him to be isolated on, because that's the worst injury that a cornerback could have.
Ryan Khalil.
Okay, now everyone's had a stiff neck at different times in their life, and it's called a Rye neck, but it's got another name called torticollis. But going back into September, he developed this Rye neck, or this spasm in his neck. It just hasn't fully cleared. Now, evidently, he's getting closer to playing, I guess his backup is now injured, and they want to see if they can put him out there. I would guess that he will be out there. I think he's coming out the other side.
Gene Atkins, who is so big for the Bengals, who has a toe injury, but, you know, people laugh about that, but you can tell people, toe injuries on football players are brutal. They are painful, and they're tough injuries.
Yeah, he was in a boot as of Friday. They didn't say what kind of toe injury, but 99% is going to be a turf toe. We did a study way back when describing turf toe in the NFL and basically had more time out than ankle sprains and more long-term problems. So, yeah, it's an issue. And he was in a boot as of Friday. I don't think he'll play.
Let's talk about a player who had the most chronic toe injuries ever, Mark Bavaro. You guys had to, and you were on the sideline for those great Giant teams. Tell him what you did with Mark Bavaro to the point where he did just to limit his pain.
My God, packed him a nice for 3 or 4 days, put him on crutches, then put him in
Never practiced.
Couldn't practice. I put him in a boot. And, you know, he's such a warrior, unbelievable warrior, that he was able to get out there on Sunday, but he could barely even walk all week, all season.
And he had toe problems forever, right?
He had turf toe, and it became a stiff toe. He eventually had surgery, and it made it better, but it's a tough issue.
And they finally took the nerve out, right, Doc,
his
toe? Right?
Yeah, because you're good, Mike. They did, and the reason was so he wouldn't feel it anymore, just to cut the pain.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Amari Cooper, who had the concussion and an ankle injury, they're now more concerned, I guess, with the ankle than they are the concussion.
You know, I'm not. He practiced. He did pretty well in practice. I'm happy to hear he cleared the concussion protocol. I've looked at the tape. It's a mild high ankle sprain. I'd expect him to be out there.
All right. Zach Ertz. Big game today. Key guys on both teams. Zach Ertz for the Eagles.
You know, yesterday in doing my, you know, kind of due diligence here, it seemed like he was going to play. And it seemed like he cleared the league's concussion protocol, but I think the last step is an independent observer, and they put a stop to it. So this morning the reports are that he's
questionable.
He's questionable, and I think that's because they thought the last pass-through was going to be basically a simple one, and it turns out maybe it wasn't. So they're pulling it back.
That would be a big loss for them. He's a very big part of their offense. Robert Woods for the Rams, shoulder. Now, you're one of the leading shoulder guys. How about Robert Woods?
Well, I don't have a specific diagnosis, but reading between the lines, it sounds like it was an AC joint sprain. That's something he should be able to play with. I expect him to be out there. They'll probably give him a little injection, which is not a bad thing. It doesn't mask anything. It just gives him gets rid of some of the discomfort, so I think you'll see him play.
How about Smith for the Cowboys? I mean, when he's been out, it's been a disaster for them. They have a lot of injuries. Both the Giants, who have an incredible number of injuries, and the Cowboys are banged up today. Smith is back hurt again now. His back is the problem. He's had multiple injuries. When he's out, that offensive line has a big problem. How about him today?
You know, I think he's doing a great job staying in the game. He's had a herniated disc. He's played with it all year. They've tried to coddle him through, probably looking at postseason surgery. I think they're trying hard to get him a game. I think he will. I don't think he'll be 100%. I think he'll play.
Yeah, I mean, when he's been out, it's been a disaster for the Cowboys. A couple of guys for the Monday night game. Chris Hogan, we've talked about him a lot, a guy you know well, a guy who's had multiple injuries all season, shoulder, other injuries. How about him tomorrow night for the Pats?
You know, as we talked about, he got a hit under the shoulder pads. It's now 6 weeks. They hit him in the deltoid, which shuts down what's called the axillary nerve. None of that's important, except they develop what's called pseudoparalysis. They simply can't lift their arm. But he's 6 weeks now. It's better. That's about the time that it takes to get better. He practiced, and with Gronk out, I bet you they're gonna get him out there.
If you're the Pats and you're the Steelers and you have that game next week, which is enormous, when you target guys, do you feel in 2 weeks you can get most NFL guys healthy? Where if you sit a guy this week, where they sit guys, say, against the Ravens, or the Pats sit guys against the Dolphins, getting ready for the big game next week, that they can in 2 weeks, giving a guy a week off, sitting them from practices, they can get a guy ready to play in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it depends on what the injury is. It depends on kind of the chess match going on during the season within the division, et cetera, for the playoffs. The answer is yes. They're going to play with a lot more stuff now than you've seen earlier in the year. It's crunch time.
How about Pouncey for the Dolphins?
Yeah, he's got a hamstring issue. He's had a bad hip all year, but as a center with a hamstring as opposed to a cornerback, it shouldn't be an issue. I expect him to play.
Now he's an active center. He likes to move.
Yeah, but most of the movement's backwards.
Yep.
And so the bottom in pass protection, so it shouldn't be an issue.
So you think he'll be okay?
Yes.
And how about you know, we mentioned this before, this late in the season, I mean, do you even think you can get guys healthy? You really can't get guys healthy this late in the season, right? I mean, all you can do is manage injuries, right?
Yeah, all you can do is manage injuries and see if they can play. Like, for instance, and it depends on the guy's ability to handle pain and then deal and play with pain. A guy like Roethlisberger can play through almost anything. I'm really surprised that Taylor's out. I looked at the film. I looked at the injury he had. I'm really surprised that he's not playing.
I also think, Doc, there's a lot going on there where he's been unhappy. He didn't like when he was pulled the first time. I don't think he's part of their future. I think there's a lot going on there off, you know, that deals with him personally now because of the way he's been treated up there and the way the whole thing's gone forward. You know, they've done a good job with the team. I mean, I think the coach has done a good job overall, but he's really messed up the quarterback position.
I honestly don't think it's his knee. I mean, it's not that bad an injury. It's his, it's a bruise to the front of his knee. It's not anything bad.
Maybe they want to give the kid another chance. You know, maybe he wants to see if he can vindicate himself with this Peterman thing, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah, because he looked so bad the first time. Put him in, he got 5 interceptions and a half.
Let me give you a contradistinction here on Matt Stafford. You know, someone stepped on his hand and it sounds like tore the ligaments in between the fingers, between his middle finger and the two next to it. You know, he's playing with a taped hand.
He's hurt.
Yeah, but he's going to play.
But, you know, the amazing thing is, Doc, he had the injury last year that he played with when they fixed his hand, right?
He had a ruptured tendon.
He never this year, in my mind, and that guy throws the ball as well as anybody in the league, he has not thrown the ball the same way since before he got hurt last year. Whatever is bothering him, I think, is bothering him all season.
Yeah, I think it has, but I don't know if it's a finger, but I don't think he has the same mojo that he had last year. You know, he's taken some good hits, some good licks, and he's tough, but he's not staying in the pocket as well as he did last year for whatever reason.
They have just, you know, they've had better talent this year. It looked like they were going to be very close to breaking through this year. They have not been able to get their team healthy all season. They really just, they have not looked like they've been able to, they haven't been able to keep their pass rushers on the field. They haven't been able to keep a lot of guys in the running game on the field. They just have not gotten healthy, I don't think, any time this year.
Yeah, and they can't score in the red zone.
Cannot score. Well, they can't run the ball. They cannot run the ball.
Yeah, so but Matt Stafford really is a tough cookie, and he'll play today, and he'll probably play well.
All right, listen, thanks for all your help all year. Appreciate it, Doc.
Thanks,
very
Mike.
Much. Dr. Steve O'Brien, big
great
hand,
crowd.
Folks.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.